You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Here at the marketplace at the IDS conference in Glasgow Science Centre. And that's where we're broadcasting from this morning. You can hear the delegates all joining in and having a bit of a chat and a cup of coffee before they get started. And that's where I'm joined by Hubert Pavalkovich and Callum Stoneman from RNIB Tech Talk. Welcome in both. Thanks very much for joining us.
Morning.
Good morning.
Fantastic couple of days so far. Later on, one of the sessions here at the IDS conference will be covering mobility, something we talk about a lot on Tech Talk, really, Callum. What are some of your favourite mobility aids, high or low tech?
Yeah, so, I'm a long cane user at the minute, so I suppose that's my low tech option. Currently waiting for a guide dog. I've had a guide dog before for about 7 years, and I'm waiting for my second one, but I'm using a white cane in the meantime. And I'm a big fan of using apps for mobility, so I use quite a few different ones. Things like Voice Vista and Blind Square are some really good apps for getting around, for knowing your environment, for getting directions to places. Move It as well is brilliant for public transport, because I have to get either a bus or a train into work, and to and from work, obviously. So these apps will help you plan your route. They'll help you look at train times or bus times, and most importantly for me at least, they'll let you know when you're approaching your stop as well, so you'll get a as you're traveling, you'll get a kind of alert that says, you know, you're two stops away or one stop away, and then you know when to get off. Because one of the bus journeys that I do into Manchester, you're on the bus for about 40 minutes on a good day, sometimes longer. And you can do things like, you know, try and memorize the route, or you can ask the driver, but when you're on for that long, chances are they'll forget. So it's great just to have the apps there, have that reassurance, you know.
And Hubert, is this something that you wouldn't leave home without?
For me, I travel on the train to work on a very regular basis, and what I love is a feature in the Train9 app called Find My Train, where it automatically calculates what train you are possibly on and then allows you to track it, which is particularly useful for me on the way home, because I love train station assistants. It's fantastic. When they turn up, they're amazing. But when they don't, I figure out which coach I'm in by asking the assistants when I get on, and then I know that if I can check the platform my train gets in, which is live tracked, I can then know which way I need to go from the train to find the stairs that take me onto the next platform. So it's kind of combination of various points to figure out where to kind of get off the train and where to go, thanks to that feature, which is quite wonderful. I think it's one of my favorites particular.
That is nice. That I didn't know you could do that.
It's something I've discovered by accident, and I saw it and I was very skeptical, going, oh, how accurate will this be? And yeah, actually every time it finds pretty much the right train.
I'm gonna give that a go on the way home. That's kind of cool.
A lot of people here at the IDS conference are confident in technology, really excited about it. But it can be quite overwhelming if you're just getting started with assistive tech and you don't really know where to start. Callum, is there a product or a service that you think is a good gateway to learning more?
Yeah, it's a tough one, especially with mobility, because it's so crucial and so important for it to be right and for it to work for you. So I think... the main thing to start off with is that all this tech doesn't replace your core skills. So if you've never used, say, a cane before, then the first thing you need to do is get some kind of long cane training, either from, most likely from your local authority, your local rehab, or your local mobility team if you can. But in terms of technology, there are certain services that can help you. So, as I said, your local authority, or maybe even guide dogs, even if you're not a guide dog owner, they've started doing a lot of tech-related stuff lately, so they might be able to give you some guidance. Or if you feel confident enough and if you've got a smartphone, just give them a go. You know, the apps that I mentioned earlier, Voice Vista for navigation and Move It for public transport, they're both free. They've got some premium options, but they're overall just free to download and use. So if you've got the skills and if you've got the core skills and you've got the confidence to just try them out, then just download them and stick to an area that you know while you get used to it, and just give it a try. You know, it's there's a lot out there, a hell of a lot, and it's really hard to suggest what works for one person might work completely differently for somebody else.
Well, accessible journeys are also going to be talked about later on, amongst a host of other things. Hubert, is there a, Can you think of a journey maybe that you've made and you thought, well, this is really accessible, this is how every journey should be?
I think for me it's a combination of technology and old-fashioned skills. For example, what I often find with navigation apps is it gets you within a certain distance to a door or a venue that you're looking for, and that's great, but the bigger problem is sometimes that you kind of can't find the doorway itself sometimes. And what I always like is I get technology to take me a certain point, and then what I do is two things. Either ask a member of the public, where's this specific doorway? Because I know I'm near enough. I know I'm about 10 meters away, but I can never find this. So I use a mixture of asking a member of the public or just kind of do the whole thing where I step in the place and go, excuse me, what is this? And kind of verify that way. So kind of a combination of technology, but still kind of maintaining the social skills of talking to the public, because I always find public are quite helpful. So you can use technology and speaking to people and balance the two out, because sometimes some people just love a bit of social interaction as well as using technology.
Callum, for you, has there been a gold standard, an experience that you've had that you thought, yeah, I'd love to have to do this again?
I think travelling up here actually was interesting, because we've the apps that I've mentioned so far are about outdoor navigation, but as Hubert says, they only get you so far, and he's spot on. But there's a lot of services now that are starting to have indoor navigation support. So my train coming up here got delayed yesterday, which meant that I had to change trains at a different station, a station that I was unfamiliar with, and the assistants didn't turn up. And I know that Good Maps are a company that have been doing a lot of work for making train stations more accessible. And the assistants didn't turn up. I knew I only had about 15 minutes for my connection. And I thought, I wonder if it's there. I wonder if there's anything here. So I opened up Good Maps, and sure enough, that train station that I was in had Good Maps support. Now, coincidentally, at that point, just as I was about to start making my own way, this member of staff did actually turn up and find me. But I just thought, that's brilliant. That is, you know, I was in a place that I was completely unfamiliar with. Just by chance, I tried out this app and it was there. And it had that assistance person not turned up, I'm pretty confident that I would have been able to get to where I was going independently. So we need to see more of that, definitely.
Fantastic. Callum Stoneman and Hubert Bavarkovic from Tech Talk, thanks very much for joining us this morning on the Daily Connect. I'm sure we'll hear more from you throughout the Inclusive Design for Sustainability Conference here in Glasgow.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.